There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The lost faces from ECW's final few years, because let's be honest, not everyone can be an extreme icon, particularly when your surname shares its spelling with literal phallus. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, and these are 10 wrestlers who vanished when ECW died. Number 10, Chilly Willy. You get it? It's funny because it could mean a man's genitalia is feeling a cold breeze. He's not officially retired, but since ECW folded, there's not been much for Chilly Willy to get stuck into. You'd be forgiven for not remembering him, as just 14 of Willy's 53 matches under the ECW banner were ever televised. He did, however, unsuccessfully challenge Rhino for the ECW World TV title on an episode of ECW on TNN, while the 2000 November to Remember pay-per-view saw him involved in a flaming tables match alongside Balls Mahoney. Gilyear's Charge 2001 would ultimately mark Willie's final in-ring appearance on any televised wrestling product, as he and Mahoney, Chili Balls, anyone, went to a 1 minute no contest with Simon Diamond and Swinger. Number 9, Bill Wiles. Bill Wiles wasn't necessarily used in such a role that benefited his career, as he was often utilized to do the job for other higher-ranked ECW grapplers. Everyone from Taz, Bam Bam Bigelow, and Axel Rotten scored a win over Wiles. What was interesting about Wiles' ECW journey is that he first began in the company as a construction worker. He was responsible for the physical creation of ECW's rings and for hauling heavy equipment around backstage. So in a way, he was more important to the success of ECW than first meets the eye. On screen, Bill Wiles' most prominent run came as a part of Lou E. Dangerously's Dangerous Alliance, teaming frequently with C.W. Anderson. Unfortunately, they are very much a forgotten piece of ECW's tag team puzzle, as was Wiles' subsequent pairing with The Prodigy. He's wrestled only occasionally since, and almost exclusively for Monster Factory Pro Wrestling, where he's also a trainer. Number 8, Jason. If you're a long-time viewer of early 90s WWF Superstars episodes, then the name Jason Knight may not be much of a surprise to you. He wrestled frequently as an aimless goober for both the WWF and also for WCW, acting as an enhancement talent for the Mountie, Lex Luger, and the Beverly Brothers, amongst others. In ECW, though, Knight, later known simply as Jason, found decent success in his first stint, enjoying a relatively short run as the World Television Champion. With this reign, the Waterbury, Connecticut native attained a multitude of wins over Mikey Whipwreck, the man he defeated for the strap. But ultimately, Too Cold Scorpio ended his reign after 83 days. That aside, Jason largely floundered. He would be defeated by the Sandman, the Blue Meanie, and Chris Chetty, more on him a little bit later on, whilst also trying out his hand at managing some rather important clients. The Eliminators are perhaps his largest names. Post-ECW, Jason has wrestled just 50 recorded matches. Although this seems like a great deal, none of these were for noteworthy promotions other than a single tag team match on an NWA TNA event. Number 7, Big Sal E. Graziano. Big Sal E. Graziano, the colossal 600-pounder from the full-blooded Italians, literally did vanish upon the death of Extreme Championship Wrestling. He wrestled just two matches after his time there was finished. What's fascinating is that the other 61 of his matches of his career were all contested in ECW. Owing to his large frame, Graziano was largely restricted to tag team bouts only. On the rare occasion he did compete in singles action, they didn't last very long. At the 2000 Heatwave pay-per-view, for example, Big Sal defeated Balls Mahoney in just 2.5 minutes. He was never intended to be a credible in-ring performer, though. He acted perfectly in the henchman role, as he was literally this larger-than-life guy who had the perfect grasp on comedy within wrestling. Sal will never be in the running for ECW's greatest wrestler, but in the silent background role, he was untouchable. Number 6, Scotty Riggs. You likely remember Scotty Riggs mainly for his and Marcus Alexander Bagwell's American Males pairing in WCW. Under the alias of Scotty Anton, however, Riggs was also part of ECW in its dying stages, debuting in the middle of 2000 as an ally of RVD. Until, of course, he turned on Rob Van Dam shortly after, in turn costing him his 2-year undefeated streak. Scotty's tenure in ECW, largely spent as a hired gun within the network stable, was short-lived. Unfortunately, personal and health issues prohibited Riggs from pursuing much of a wrestling career after ECW. He did, however, find a brief slew of success in the Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling Company, becoming a 3-time TCW Heavyweight Champion and a 1-time Tag Team Champion.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Number 5, Chris Chetty. For just over 4 years, Chris Chetty starred on the ECW roster, having been trained by Mikey Whipwreck and Taz, the latter of whom is actually his cousin. Chetty's ECW career took a while to get going, as he previously competed under two other aliases, Chris Vandalay, and more humorously, as GQ Gorgeous. It was as Chris Chetty that brought in the most success, though. His partnership with Nova is what he was most known for. Although they never captured the ECW Tag Team Championships, the pair enjoyed bouts with Danny Doring and Roadkill, the Impact Players, and Gedo and Jado. After losing to Nova at the 2000 November to Remember pay-per-view, Chetty's time in ECW was up. He wrestled around the North American indie circuit from 2000 until 2005. Number 4, Francine. You don't remember Francine's body of work in ECW much for her wrestling work, as she was far more notorious for her managerial services, be it in the corner of Tommy Dreamer, Stevie Richards, or indeed as the leather-clad dominatrix manager of the Pitbulls. Francine transcended the art of being a pro wrestling manager. The Queen of Extreme added such passion to the rivalries her clients were involved in. Every segment she was in felt personal. When the Pitbulls superbombed her through a table upon Francine turning on them, you were invested. It was so perfectly executed that it only benefited her subsequent alliance with Shane Douglas. She twice aided Douglas in becoming ECW World Heavyweight Champion. Francine's final managership in ECW saw her accompany Just Incredible, doing so from the 2000 CyberSlam pay-per-view until the company closed up shop the following spring. She's only had minor appearances here and there, appearing for TNA and MLW early on, and for WWE's ECW Revival. Didn't that go well? She and Ariel wrestled to a no contest in an extreme catfight in Francine's final recorded match, which just about summarizes WWE's ill-fated attempts at bringing back the land of the extreme. Number 3, The One Man Gang. The One Man Gang appeared for a brief period in ECW between September 98 and October 99, during which he lost a slew of matches to the so-called giant killer, Spike Dudley. The first of those losses, Dudley was victorious in just 42 seconds. The real-life George Gray's existence in ECW was effectively that of a jobber. He put over RVD, Sabu, and Shane Douglas, who was the World Heavyweight Champion at the time. Upon departing ECW, the One Man Gang appeared in all manner of events. He wrestled Abdullah the Butcher on the infamous Heroes of Wrestling card, spent a chunk of time in Puerto Rico wrestling for the World Wrestling Council, and most surprisingly, teamed with Demolition's Axe and Smash during the 2008 Chikara King of Trios tournament. His retirement match in 2009 saw him rather fittingly defeated by Jim Duggan, who famously eliminated the One Man Gang to win the inaugural Royal Rumble match. Number 2, The Prodigy. Debuting with ECW in August 1996 after training under the Dudley Boys, Taz, Perry Saturn, and others, The Prodigy was a mainstay with the company through to the final hour. Most notably, you may remember him alongside The Prodigette as secondary acts alongside ECW stalwart Simon Diamond. Either that, or you recalled the sideshow freak stable that included both The Prodigy and The Prodigette alongside Bilvis Wesley, the Musketeer, and Johnny Swinger. No? Yeah, I thought not. He'd spend a brief period of time in Japan before returning to the States, wrestling for a number of indie promotions across North America, including capturing Phoenix Championship Wrestling's TV Championship before his retirement match in December 2005. Number 1, Vic Grimes. Now, you will remember Vic Grimes. His and New Jack's otherworldly spot from the 2000 Living Dangerously pay-per-view is infamous by now. A spot that went incredibly wrong, resulting in the late New Jack suffering brain damage and permanent blindness to the right eye. Seeking revenge, Jack then attempted to literally kill Grimes during a rematch 2 years later for the Extreme Pro Wrestling Organization in what was dubbed a freefall match. Grimes only, suffered a dislocated ankle there, but New Jack has admitted to planning his murder that night. Christ. In ECW, Vic, who, for those who are interested, also starred in the WWF as Key for a short stint, replaced PN News in DeBaldi's group alongside Tony DeVito and the Spanish Angel. Understandably, Grimes departed ECW not long after the New Jack incident, last wrestling alongside DeBaldi's in a loss to Kid Cash, Chris Chetty, and Nova in what is a flat ending to his ECW career, considering what happened. Wrestling almost exclusively for XPW thereafter, Grimes also enjoyed time in California's All Pro Wrestling Company before seemingly retiring in 2015.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.